Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, titled, We Need to Talk About Gaddafi. 100 days of bombing came and went last month, and now it's almost 5 months since the Libyan uprising began. And the question asked at the beginning, it's still there. How do you solve a problem like Muammar? Plan A was simple. Enforce the no-fly zone, smash Gaddafi's military, then assist the rebels to push on to Tripoli to meet the anti-regime fighters already in the city. Let freedom ring out from this new Switzerland in North Africa. Marvellous. A few months later, Plan B was simple. Keep enforcing the no-fly zone. Rearrange the rubble that you've already hit. Assist the rebels, but not too much, because actually, you know what? We're not too sure who they really are. Meanwhile, we'll hope that Gaddafi falls underneath a passing cruise missile in order to break the stalemate that we were warned about but didn't believe would happen. He's got a matter of weeks, not months left. We're all united. His demise is inevitable. Victory is within sight. Now in the height of summer, Plan C is simple. Plan C is currently being thought about, sometimes publicly. It appears to be along the lines of, bother, this is dragging on a bit and costing a bit more than we thought it would. So let's carry on rearranging the rubble. Let's keep trying to kill Gaddafi. But perhaps we ought to talk to him. No, sorry, I mean we need to talk about him to other people at first. The term negotiated settlement is now being heard from many quarters, including inside NATO. The Italians want one, and this week the French appeared to want one. Then they sort of didn't, but did. The Defence Minister, Gerard Longo, suggested that perhaps Colonel Gaddafi could stay in Libya and even have some sort of father figure role. He could be, quote, he could be in another room in his palace with another title. Well, how that fits with President Sarkozy's stance as the saviour of the rebel movement or his re-election campaign is unclear. He knows at least two things about the Libyan campaign. One, if his sole aircraft carrier, well, at least he's got one, the Charles de Gaulle, has to stay in the Mediterranean much longer, it'll have to be in dry dock for the whole of the next year. Two, his socialist rivals will ridicule him if he gets to next year's election vote and Gaddafi's still in power screaming Zenga Zenga at any passing camera. Remember the speech? Zenga Zenga meaning every alleyway. I'll hunt you down, you rats, in any alleyway. Anyway, Sarkozy's foreign minister Alain Juppé took to the airwaves and he denied Saif al-Islam's claim of direct contacts with Gaddafi, but he allowed that Gaddafi might stay in power during negotiations. The British and Americans weighed in, saying there was no change of strategy, Gaddafi had to go. So that's clear then. Even the rebel National Transitional Council has softened its position a bit. In the spring, it said Gaddafi had to leave the country. Now it says it would be satisfied if he retired but stayed in Libya. And why this change of heart? Mostly because the country is split in two, with the eastern rebels having no chance of pushing westwards towards Tripoli. In the west, Misurata remains an island of rebel-held territory, but one unable to break out of the city. In the Nafusa Mountains, a guerrilla force can hold territory, but it's hard to see them really advancing down a main road to Tripoli. Thus, a form of stalemate, unbroken by NATO's bombing campaign, which is costing a fortune and it's straining the military abilities of France and the UK. Officially, there is no Plan C. Behind the scenes, most NATO countries are relaxed about the Russian, Turkish and South African efforts to mediate a ceasefire and a negotiated settlement. Any deal which leaves Gaddafi in country and in charge of even a downtown Tripoli couscous cafe would be a severe blow to the political reputations of President Sarkozy and Prime Minister Cameron and the military reputation of NATO. But the National Transitional Council is already hinting it can deal with regime figures who don't have blood on their hands. Well, they'd be difficult to find. Indeed, some figures inside the council need a good wash and a scrub to remove the red. But all that's rhetoric. The reality is that Plan C, it's on the table. They are talking about Gaddafi. And if that fails, you can't rule out them talking to Gaddafi. And that's Foreign Matters. See you next time.